Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, God's Image of You.
Speak the Word.
I want to talk about the new creature that you became the day that you accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and what God's image of you is. And also how He sees you. That's the title of my message, is what God's image is of you and how He sees you. Because it's apparent that we do not see ourselves as the way the Lord sees us. It's apparent in our actions and our behavior that we don't see ourselves the way the Lord sees us. And because we don't see ourselves the way the Lord sees us, we allow the enemy, the Satan, to come in and take us captive every day because we don't know who we are in Him, or I should say who we belong to. But you know, I can remember when I was a kid and I would go visit someone and my mother would say to me, Joanne, she said, watch your manners. Don't forget who you belong to. And I'm sure most of you had your mothers tell you the same thing. What she was actually saying is that my behavior would reflect on the family, the whole family, not just me. My dad and my mom had 13 children, 12 that lived. And one of us would show up someplace. We'd always go down to the country store or something to get something. And the person that was working, he'd always say to one of us, you're one of those Weeks children, aren't you? Or your dad is so-and-so. You know, that's kind of like it is now. People look at us Christians and they say, you're one of them. And I say, yes, I belong to Jesus Christ and God is my Father. Hallelujah. Saints, I believe that is a big problem in the world today. I believe that a lot of you have forgotten who you belong to and who your Father is and who you are in Christ Jesus. And I think you have forgotten the power and authority that He has bestowed upon all of us. He steals your health. He comes in every day. He steals your health. He steals your finances, your children, your peace, all because you don't know your rights as a kingdom child. We don't know who we are, and we don't believe who the Word says we are. That's the biggest problem right there. Is that we really don't believe what the Word says. Most of us don't believe what God's Word says about us. We say we do. You know, we say if you ask somebody if they believe what God's Word says, they'll quickly tell you yes. But our actions speak louder. My mother used to tell me that actions were louder than words. And that's still true. Some things never change. Whatever the devil says, you just buy into the lie because you don't know how to counter his lies. And as a new creation in Christ Jesus and a child in the kingdom of God, I want to counter some of those lies that the devil has been feeding you about what you can and what you cannot do. I know that some of you are fairly new to the kingdom. Maybe you're all in here born again, but I'm sure that there's some listening online. Maybe they don't know the Lord. Maybe they haven't met Him, or maybe they're new in their faith and you've not understood yet who you are and what you've been given. But I want you to know that according to God's Word, it does not matter how long you've been a new creature or a believer, you still have all the same rights. It's kind of like the parable that Jesus told about the people that got hired to work in a vineyard at different times of the day. But at the end of the day, all of them got the same wage. You find that in Matthew 20. I'm going to use tonight starting scriptures in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Genesis 1:26. And of course, there's going to be a lot of other scriptures, but I'm going to start with those. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Living Bible, you're all familiar with this. It says, being a new creature means that anyone who belongs to Christ has now become a new person. That's what a new creature is a new person. It says that the old life of that person is gone. A new life has now begun. Praise God. You know, brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful tonight that that person that used to live is no longer living. That all those things that I said and all those things that I did have been washed completely away. Because as a new creation, we have been totally cleansed. We've been washed by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. In verse 18, it tells us that all this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us a task, saints, of reconciling people to him. It says in the New King James in verse 18 that he's given us all, not just one of us, but all the ministry of reconciliation. He wants you to reconcile people back to him. And how you do this is you reconcile people back to Jesus by being a good witness yourself. And this is what I was speaking about earlier. Your actions and your behavior, it reflects on our God, you know. And when you're saying you're a Christian and you're not living that way, it reflects. It makes us all look bad. It makes Jesus look bad. By letting others see through you how awesome God is and what a wonderful Father we have. According to verse 19, he says he is no longer counting people's sins against them. God is no longer keeping a record of your sins in spite of what you've been told. You know, a lot of people think that every time you sin or do something, you know, God makes a record of it. But Romans 4:7 says, blessed and happy and to be envied are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered up and completely buried. Wow. And if that was all he did, that in itself would be worth anything that we might go through. But it isn't all, saints. That's not all he did. According to 2 Corinthians 5:20, he says that we are his ambassadors too, making us his own personal representatives. Representative means a person chosen or appointed to act or speak for another or for others. Serving to represent, standing or acting for another, especially through delegated authority. Are you hearing me? He's talking about he has delegated all this authority to us. And Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he has planned for us long ago. It says he wants us to live the good life, which he has already prearranged and made ready for us to live. And I put a sailor there. Sailor only means to stop and think about it. It also makes me wonder, and I'm sure it makes you wonder too, why so many are sick and in their bodies and in financial need. And I preach to myself too. You know, we're all fighting battles, you know, and the thing of it is, we have to be bold enough and strong enough to continue on. God tells us in Ephesians 2, verse 6, that he has raised us up from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, in the New Living Bible says that God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. In other words, he is saying that the head needs the body just as much as the body needs the head. Are you hearing me? So he has raised us up and seated us in the heavenly places right by him. That's where we're sitting. We're full of him. He's in us and he's for us. Yes. You know, and so he wanted me to see that as a new believer. Where my position was. Our position is right next to his. And everything that belonged to Jesus belonged to him, now belongs to us. He left us down here to take over and stand for him. He left us in charge. According to Ephesians 2:6, he raised us up together with him and made, and I capitalize made, because he made us. He didn't ask us. He made us to sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ, the Anointed One. You also need to know, saints, that you have the very same power and the very same authority, no matter how long you've been in the kingdom. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the kingdom. According to Luke 10:17 through 20, it says, when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to Jesus, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. He still does. That hasn't changed. The only thing that the Satan is afraid of is the word of God. And he'll bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that according to your word, we're created in your image and likeness. You have taken away the old heart and have given us a new heart. We thank you, Lord, that all those who believe in you have been given a new way of living. We have been set free from the things that held us in bondage. We are new creatures in Christ and are no longer subject to the wiles, the lies of the devil. Praise God. I thank you, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us a power and authority so that we no longer have to allow Satan to steal from us our health and our finances and our families. According to your word, we are your ambassadors, making us your own personal representatives. As a personal representative, you have chosen and appointed us to act and speak for you. Thank you, Jesus. We have been raised up from the dead with Christ Jesus and made to sit down, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly realms. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, help us to understand that we no longer have to live a life of like below what God has created us to be, or receive the things that belong to us as a child of the kingdom. And help us to realize that according to your word, we have been created to reign in this earth as kings and priests. Hallelujah. All the glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.